What's up, guys? My name is Amon Jackson, and I'd like to welcome you to Screen Time, where we like to talk about movies, TV shows, and anything that goes on in the entertainment world. And I'll just like to start off by saying, Happy New Year, Johnson students. This is a new school year, and I'm happy to say that there's a lot of movies and TV shows that are coming out this year. New TV shows starting, and some TV shows that are going to end. And I'm here to bring it to you guys. And if you're new to Screen Time, I'd like to welcome you. And I promise you, this information will be helpful for any TV shows or things that you like to watch. And let's kick it off. I always like to start off with trailers and Screen Time. So my first trailer is actually based off of a book. It's called Maze Runner. And Maze Runner is a good teen fiction novel. And you should probably read it sometime. And the movie looks really great. So here's a trailer.
The maze. Everyone who had those doors open, the runners, look for a way out. No one has ever survived a night in the maze. What happened, Shino?
Yeah, guys, you should definitely go and check out this movie. It looks really great. It looks really interesting to me. I mean, I've never read the book, but I definitely will take some time out of my day to try and read it. And it looks really interesting, and the trailer's really crazy. So go and check it out on YouTube. It's out on the internet, so you can just go and check it out. And the next on my list is Hunger Games: Mockingjay. We've all been waiting for this trailer to come out. There's been little teasers over the summer, but now they have like a full-length trailer. And I'll play a piece of that for you. And here it goes.
Listen to me. No one else can do this but her.
She won't be able to handle it. The game's destroyed her.
We need to unite these people out there. She's the face of this rebellion. They'll follow her.
Okay, yeah. I really love these movies. I've started reading the books because these movies are really good. The second one was like super good. I freaking loved it. It was like worth every single penny when I went to go see it at the theaters. I cannot wait for this to come out. And this is only part one. They split it up into two parts. So they're going to have part two. And it's probably going to come out around 2015 next year. That's just a prediction, I'm not sure, but definitely go check it out. It's gonna be really good. The next thing is Fury. It's a trailer. It's a movie about these couple of soldiers in World War II and a tank they call Fury, and it looks really good. I really want to go see this movie. Brad Pitt is in it, and it looks really good. I'm gonna play the trailer for you right now.
Sergeant Collier, I'm your new assistant driver.
Tank school? That's home.
You've never even seen the inside of a tank.
You will. I started this war killing Germans in Africa. Now I'm killing Germans in Germany. Been with these fine gentlemen for years.
Okay, this movie looks really good to me, and in the trailer it says that it's from the writers who wrote Training Day and End of Watch, and both of those movies are really good. I own both of those movies, and they're like one of my top like 10 favorite movies in the world. You should definitely go and check it out. It looks like it's really going to be good. I have two more trailers, but I can't play audios for them. I just tell you about them so you can go and check them out. There's actually a trailer for Cinderella, and it shows a glass slipper and a camera slowly moving around the glass slipper. And Disney is making a live-action version of this movie, and it's coming out March 15th. So go and check out that trailer. And there's another, and the last one is Nas, Time is Illmatic, and it's about this rapper named Nas, and he's really famous, and it's about his most famous album that he released, and about where he grew up, and I thought that was pretty cool, and so you should definitely go check it out if you're into rap music, and it looks like a really good movie, so go and check it out, guys. Okay, now is the part of the show where I like to talk about news on movies and TV shows. And I just like to talk about what's leaving, what's coming back, information on movies that are coming out this year, and TV shows that are coming out this year. So let's kick it off. I always like to start off with TV. Arrow Season 3 is coming October 8th. Arrow is really good. You should definitely go and watch it. It's on CW. This show is like coming out with all these really good episodes. You should definitely watch it. And Season 3 is coming, and it's going to be crazy. Number 2 on my list is Season 5 of The Walking Dead is coming. And oh my gosh, I cannot wait. The Walking Dead has been doing really good too. And The Walking Dead is going to be crazy this season. And they've been saying this season is not going to be for anyone who's not like 18 and up, at least. I mean, this season's going to be crazy violent and crazy good. And it comes out October 12th. Okay, number 3 on my list is for some of you guys who like to watch, some of you older kids who still like to watch cartoons and anime and are into all that cosplay stuff, The Legend of Korra, Book 4, is actually coming out October 3rd. And this is kind of crazy for the people who've watched the show, because the show literally just ended with Season 3. And Season 3, like, just ended, like, not even, like 4 weeks ago. And they're already coming out with the next season next month. That's pretty crazy, and I hope they know what they're doing. Okay, now it's time for the movies. And over the summer, there's been so much information on movies that some of us have been looking forward to. And the first one on my list is Batman vs. Superman. It's rumored to be released May 25th. There's a lot more information on this. I'm going to look into it so you guys can know about it. It's scheduled for May 25th, like I already said. And it was supposed to be, I think, May 5th, but they had to move the date back because Captain America 3 was going to come out on that day, but they didn't want to compete with Captain America just in case if the people didn't like the movie. And I can understand why they did that, because everybody's really wanting to go see this movie, and everybody really wants to go see Captain America 3, so that means they're going to have to choose Captain America or Batman. So you don't have to choose. They decided to move the date back, and or move the date forward, excuse me, and so they don't have to compete with Captain America, and you can go see it, and it'll be better that way, so they don't have to compete. And there's been pictures released. There's a picture of the Batmobile. There's a picture of what Superman's gonna look like in the movie. There's already a picture of Ben Affleck and what he looks like in the Batsuit. There's also a teaser trailer that they played at Comic-Con, but it's not on the internet yet. It's been taken down, like, all over the internet. A bunch of people have been trying to look for it, but they've just been taking it down on every single website. But if you go and you look in certain places, you can definitely see it. I saw it. It looks crazy good, and I cannot wait for this movie to come out. Yeah, I definitely can't wait. It's going to be real good, guys. So definitely, I'll keep you updated on that. And The Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, it's they plan on releasing that May 1st of 2016. That a lot of information on that has came out. A whole bunch of pictures of like poster pictures have came out of what the movie's gonna look like. It looks really good. The story seems really good. I can't wait to see what they plan on doing. I'll just keep you updated on that one. I actually don't know that much information about it, but I will keep looking up more information and keep you guys updated. The next thing on the list is Star Wars Episode 7. Apparently, this is a thing. Like, they have a script for it. I thought it was just a rumor, but apparently it's going to be a real thing. They're actually making it, and they're bringing back all the old characters from all the old Star Wars movies and everything. And I will definitely keep you updated on that, because I'm excited to see what they're actually going to do with this. Okay, guys, this is the end of the podcast, and at the end of the podcast, I always like to give out a list of movies that I think you guys should go out and check out, and this list is the summer movies worth seeing. Okay, number 5 is Godzilla. Number 4 is Purge, the Anarchy. Number 3, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Number 2, X-Men Days of Future Past. And number 1, Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, it's been real, guys. I'm glad I got to talk to you guys again. I'm Amon Jackson, and stay watching, Johnson students.